Thank you all for joining us. I'm Tim Thompson. This is Our Watch. Today, we've got a very special guest. We have the former chief of staff for the Department of Defense, also the deputy assistant to the best president we've ever had, Donald Trump. We've got Kash Patel in the studio today. Kash, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me out in Temecula. This is a really nice treat for me to get out and see some pretty country.
Yeah, this is it really is pretty country. This is a great place to live. I grew up here. And raised my family here. So I love it here. I love this community. Glad to have you out with us. We want to get right into it because there's so much to talk about. I want to talk about a few things going on. Number one, with our border, we have a sheriff's meeting that took place in D.C. you know about. Director of the FBI tells the sheriffs, you know, there's some 3,300 sheriffs. I don't know how many attended that, but they tell the sheriffs, be on alert. We got red flags more than when 9/11 happened. We've got people flooding across the border. Same people that trained the Hamas terrorists with the October 17 in Israel. Those same people trained the people coming here, our country. So there's reason to be concerned. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The main thing is if the FBI had done their job, there would be no need to give that kind of warning and pass it on to the sheriffs. What they're doing in Washington, D.C. is setting up Joe Biden and his administration for a defensive approach because they failed America these last 3 years. The front line of the border defense comes from Washington, D.C. We've got the greatest cops in America, as you know, but their number one mission is our communities once we are into the United States of America. And so where our federal bureaucracy has failed us is on the front line of the border. And the reason, and it's sad that it's to come to this politicization, the reason the FBI director, the guy who basically is responsible for unlawfully surveilling President Trump, is now passing the buck on it and saying, oh, we've got a, you know, we've got a problem. We've known we've had a problem. We've had an invasion at our border for 3 years. We've known we've had hundreds of known terrorists come across. And you, the FBI, told us you lost them. So now you're trying to pass the buck. That's literally the setup. So when something bad goes off, they'll come back to you and say, we told you. We warned you. No, no, you're supposed to stop it, and they failed.
Right. So why do you think they're not stopping it?
Well, it's pretty simple. Look, having served in the senior-most roles for President Trump in national security, he had an agenda that was secure America and Americans and do it here and do it overseas as well, where we are and where our allies are. And when the Biden administration came in, they just said, we're doing the opposite. Open the border. The number one probably biggest problem we face in terms of territorially for the United States. And they said, once illegals come across, we're not going to follow them. Once criminals come across, we're going to let them do whatever they want. And they're going to be able to move into our communities. We're going to give them voter ID. We're going to let them participate in our elections. And we're going to give them money. We're going to give them hotels. We're going to give them residences. And that metastasized over 3 years. I mean, just think about it. Lake and Riley is one tragic example, sadly, of thousands of tragic examples of that magnitude or in that vicinity. And it's direct decision-making process from Washington that says, hands off every illegal, every criminal, let them stay in this country.
Yeah, I agree with you. The FBI should have done their job and stopped this from happening. They didn't. We're where we're at. What do you say to Americans, just average American citizens right now? What do they do? How do they prepare for something? Should there be some sort of attack on our soil with people that have crossed the border?
You know, follow what you're doing out here in Temecula would be a good start, because a lot of communities don't know what to do. You guys have organized. You guys have participated not just in your school board process and your PTA stuff, but you've also gone and supported your local sheriffs. Most people have never found a need to do that because the community was secure. We didn't have Chinese fentanyl pouring into our borders, not just in New York City and Chicago and LA, but in every single community in America. And now that parents are sadly being made aware of that, we have to basically go out there and support our law enforcement and say, hey, what do you need from us? Can we educate the community? Can we do a police benevolence fundraiser for you? What do we need to do to support you? Can we talk to local government? Can we get you more law enforcement related functions to protect us? That's what they can do.
That's a great, great starting point for sure. We only have a couple minutes left. For you, what would you say are our three main problems, our three main law enforcement issues here in the United States of America?
Well, we talked about the border, and it's sort of just everything kind of devolves from the Joe Biden administration's border policies. You know, when you have the narco traffickers and human traffickers flooding our country with drugs and sex child labor and sexual exploitation of acts, you know, that is a massive problem that we in the Trump administration literally halted. And that's apart from the human problem of criminals and terrorists flooding the streets. So what you need to do is identify those big problems related to the border, but also go overseas and say, look at our enemies, China, Iran, Afghanistan, places in Africa are taking advantage of this open border and seeding their foot soldiers into the United States of America, into our towns, to sadly include places like Temecula, and they're going to say, hang on, you guys just wait there. We're going to give you a paycheck for a year or two, and when we want you to go, go. So we need to educate the masses that this is not an event that happens overnight. This has happened over the Biden administration's three-plus disastrous years, and it's a time bomb waiting to go off.
Right. Well, yeah, this is all the more reason we need to be engaged in, this, in the whole process, you know, and so many people have been disengaged from the process. Thankfully, many people are waking up. You've been on the forefront of all of this. How can people follow you, connect with you, and get more information if they want?
It's pretty simple. At Cash, at KASH on Truth Social. If you think you're following me somewhere else, you're not, because I'm not on anything else. And if you want to support me, go get my bestseller, Government Gangsters. It's a lot of what we talked about. Donald Trump called my book a bestseller, which he called the roadmap to defeating the deep state in 2024. And the movie is coming out next month.
All right. Well, we'll put all the information on how to get your book in the comment section here so that way people can get it. Cash Patel, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. It's good to be here.